The slavery challenge, as we mentioned, has been around for quite some time now. I'm not exactly sure how many years. I'm pretty sure it's been quite a few. Of course, the opportunity, particularly with the half marathon route, really does take you on a bit of a tour of Cape Town, while at the same time also giving you an opportunity, you know, to, as we outlined in the introduction, essentially run past some of the Cape Town's most historic landmarks. We have Zarina on the line with us now. Zarina, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, how are you?
All good, alhamdulillah. How are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We were just talking about the slavery challenge. Before we get into it, 2025 will be how many years of the slavery challenge?
The 13th year.
13th year, wow. It's been 13 years. It's gone very quickly, alhamdulillah. Speak to us then about the entries that will be opening or that have opened for the race on the 1st of June.
Okay, so for the 13th edition for this year, for 2025, the race will be taking place on the 1st of June. Entries have opened and they are available on web tickets. And as before, we are catering for all distances and all fitness levels and for the whole family. So we will have our 21-kilometer, our 10-kilometer run, our 10-kilometer walk, and then also our 5-kilometer fun run. Mm.
So an opportunity, as you mentioned, for everyone to enter. Speak to us about then, you know, we were touching base on the significance of the slave route challenge, which is not just another road race. It's not just another race in Cape Town, and we know there are many. This one is quite unique in many ways.
Yes, our race is very unique in the sense that our race goes past most, or if not all, of the historical and cultural significant spots in Cape Town. Mm. So we'll be going through the castle. We actually start at the city wall. Mm. We go through the castle. We go through District 6. We go through Bullkap. We go through Passport Vineyard. We go past the Slave Lodge. Mm. So if you go onto our website, which is slaveroute.co.za, you'll see there is some background on the race, on the significant sites that we pass, and also some history about all the sites as well.
Yeah. Speak to us then about the registration deadlines, because we know, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, but the slave route has become a very popular race, and so it does, entries do sell out very quickly. Speak to us then about the deadlines and you know, where and how people essentially then enter.
Yes, the race has grown in popularity over the years. Last year, I think we hit just under 8,000 entries. Wow. So we unfortunately have to have a cut-off because, you know, with city permits and numbers and things like that, and be able to prepare for everybody. So our cut-off this year will be the 11th of May, and it's all online entries.
Mm-hmm. Is there a number of runners that you can accept, or will you be keeping the registrations open until the 11th regardless?
Yes, so We have a number that we have applied to the city for our permit, but on the 11th of May, we will do a cut-off. Depending on if we have entries left, we may extend the 11th of May, but I would rather encourage people to enter before the 11th of May, because if we are sold out before that, we unfortunately will be adding more entries.
Yeah. Speak to us then about entry fees for various categories and you know, all of the rest.
Yeah, so depending on which event you will be doing and whether you are a runner that belongs to a club or not, our fees will start at 60 Rand for the 5K and up to 190 for the 21. But if you go into web tickets and you choose which event you want to do and whether you are a licensed runner or unlicensed runner, then the fee will come up there.
Yeah. Of course, another popular element of the slave route challenge has become Kusista Hill. And of course, the Kusista on the top of that hill. And it's arguably what gets a lot of publicity during the slave route challenge. From that perspective, in addition to the Kusista Hill, what are you most looking forward to from the 2025 edition of the race?
Yeah, Kusista Hill has become infamous in our race. I think everybody complains about it after they've done it, but they literally come back next year just to do it again. I think the persistence on the top of that hill is what everybody looks forward to for that.
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic because we don't often find runners literally running up a hill for a Kusista, complaining about it and then doing it again.
Only the first five people who are busy trying to win the race run up the hill. I think everybody else just walks it and things like, you know, our race is a race that you do not just for a PB. I think it's more to see the significance of Cape Town, the history of Cape Town, but most importantly, the views. Because once you get on top of Kusiesta Hill, the view from Cape Town up there is stunning.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, of course, with the route of the race, one really does need to essentially factor in that you need to be able to absorb and take in, you know, what you're going to be seeing and experiencing while you're on the race.
Yes, you have to do that. You know, every year we get people that after the race tell me that I was born in Cape Town. Mm. I grew up in Cape Town, but I've never seen Cape Town like this.
Mm. Yeah, it's an opportunity again for our listeners to enter that. Of course, the race is on the 1st of June, but entries are now open. It's, of course, via web tickets. For now, though, Zarina Meyer-Brewer, the president of Iteco Sport Athletic Club. Shukran so much for your time this morning.
Afwan, shukran.